Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, happy National Blood Donation Week! Woohoo! Yeah, it's Blood Donation Week. This is a very, very special holiday. This is a big, 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 big holiday. Because not only is it a holiday and it's really, really cool, but it saves lives. There's not a lot of holidays out there that save lives. I respect National Black Cat Day, because I had black cats, still do, love cats. I really respect National Donut Day. These are awesome. I think these days to celebrate the donut, I love the donut. Could pray to it if it wasn't sacrilege, but I do love the donut. But National Blood Donation Week saves lives, and it allows everybody in America who wants to save a life. And a lot of us were like, well, look, you know, I don't have a lot of money. We have a recession going on. We have inflation, so I can't donate. You don't have to donate money. Right? Some of you are like, yeah, but, you know, I can't donate blood. You know, I'm too skinny. I have anemia. I have some conditions that prevent me from donating blood. That's fine, too. You could host a drive. You don't have to necessarily host a drive this week, but you could reach out to these blood banks and offer to host a drive. If you host a drive, that ends up even saving more lives than what you're donating if you couldn't donate. Because now you host a drive, you don't have to spend money. All you have to do, and really, it's really easy to host a drive. You reach out to Vitalant, American Red Cross, LifeShare, Community Blood Centers, One Blood, Blood Bank of Hawaii, Blood Bank of Alaska. You reach out to them and say, look, you know, at my place of work, I know we got some people who'd want to donate blood. Or at my school or in my neighborhood, can we get a van? Can we get a, and they bring it. They bring the phlebotomist. They have all the staff. They have the cookies. All you have to do is make sure that you, you know, get people there to donate blood. Pretty easy. And you are saving lives. So National Blood Donation Week not only allows you that opportunity to help save a life, but it also honors all the blood banks who tirelessly bust their butts 365 days a year to make sure there's blood in that hospital, in that medical center for you or I. You know, every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood. I've been now talking for about a minute. Right. That's already 30. I did the math. That's already 30 people have now required at least a unit of blood in just the time I've been talking. That's how rapidly we go through blood and how much we need it. Let me give you guys some statistics. This is some crazy stuff. About 30,000 red blood cells are needed. 30,000 units of red blood cells are needed every day in the U.S., which means we need 30,000 people donating every day. And then, of course, it takes a few days to get that blood ready. 5,000 units of platelets, 6,500 units of plasma needed daily, 16 million blood components, and this is from the American Red Cross, transfused each year in the U.S. Sickle cell disease affects 90 to 100,000 people in the U.S. 1,000 babies are born with sickle cell each year, and they require blood transfusion throughout their lives. Now, every blood transfusion is about 3 units. A car accident victim, they don't need just 1 unit. They might need about 100 units. When we try to save your life, because, you know, sadly, it's just coming out like a faucet, we need more blood product. We need more blood product. So to get that many units, we have had to hope and pray that people donated their blood days before so we could have it processed and ready to go. The most common blood type we need is type O. But even if you're not type O and you're type A or B, we need you. We will take you. One donation can save even more than one life. We used to be able to be, okay, it could save up to 3 lives. We think we could even save more lives with one donation. So you could technically be, you know, Superman. According to the American Cancer Society, more than 1.8 million people are expected to be diagnosed with cancer each year. Many of them will need blood. So this National Blood Donation Week honors a whole bunch of blood banks. But what's also really cool about this is you have Republican and Democratic governors combining to declare a blood donation day. September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. And that's also Nevada Blood Donation Day, Vermont Blood Donation Day, Mississippi Blood Donation Day, New Jersey Blood Donation Day, Hawaii Blood Donation Day. It is so flipping cool to see politics aside and Republicans and Democrats combine and unite for this cause. It's amazing. So they're still coming in. The proclamations are coming in and the states. But right now we have Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Kansas, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. More to come. Arizona has declared a National Blood Donation Week. Alaska has declared this week also National Blood Donation Week or Alaska Blood Donation Week. So basically, this is just all about getting this blood in. Now, why now? Well, September is National Preparedness Month, so we're going to be talking about a lot of that, especially when it comes to hurricane preparedness, wildfire preparedness, financial preparedness. But with blood, the summer is pretty scarce in terms of getting enough blood donations. So we are thirsty. Our blood banks are thirsty, and they need this. Plus, as we come into the holidays and flu season, COVID season, car accident season, we want to make sure we have blood on the shelves. It was horrifying what happened October 1st, 2017, with the shooting that happened on the Las Vegas Strip. Thank God we had blood on the shelves. That we just never know what, God forbid, can affect us. Cancer patients, sickle cell patients, car accidents. So if you are able to donate blood, please do so. Reach out to Vitalant.org, AmericanRedCross.org. Reach out to me, and I will hook you up with one of the blood centers. And again, even if you can't donate blood, talk to some of your coworkers about hosting a drive. You put up a sign-up sheet, say, hey, guys, you know, we want at least, you know, 10 of you or 15 of you or 20 of you, and the blood bank does everything. God bless our blood banks. Thank you, Vitalant, Red Cross, One Blood, Community Blood Centers, Bubik, Hawaii, Bubik, Alaska, all these blood banks that are out there that are busting their butts. Thank you. God bless. Happy National Blood Donation Week. Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I told you guys that when Russia, Putin invaded Ukraine, I'm like, this is the start of World War III. He's taken pages out of Hitler's playbook. We might be pulled in a couple directions. Back in World War II, we were pulled in a couple directions because of Japan. Now we would be pulled in a couple directions because of China. And I go, this could very easily be World War III. And I know some of you are like, come on, please. The media is just over-exaggerating. Mind you, media out there does over-exaggerate and do stupid. But I'm like, I don't know, guys. This really could be the start of a huge disaster. And if we're so complacent and not being very astute to what the hell is going on, we could really find ourselves into an enormous conflict. And it might not be, you know, us storming the beaches of Normandy. you know, or, you know, storming the beaches of Russia, it would be, you know, we're cyber hacked. Our food prices go up, inflation, a nuclear accident. There could be so much that happens. Well, looks like the Pope agrees with me. Pope Francis has declared mankind is experiencing the outbreak of World War III. In his address to Polish-speaking pilgrims at the end of his weekly audience in the Vatican yesterday, the pontiff encouraged prayers in a special way for the people of Ukraine. According to Daily Mail, he said, tomorrow you will remember the anniversary of the outbreak of the Second World War, which so painfully marked the Polish nation. Today, we are experiencing the third. May the memory of past experiences spur you to cultivate peace in yourselves and families and in social and international life. In April, Pope Francis said humanity is moving towards World War III like it is unavoidable. And he has frequently warned of imminent global conflict. Now, I don't know, you know, how much credit you give spiritual leaders. And I don't know how much popes do in terms of predictions. They're not really big on predictions. They're more teachers and they guide us. But I got to tell you, if the Pope thinks this is unavoidable and we have imminent global conflict, all right, we got something here, sadly. And I don't want that. I got two boys draft age. I have neighbors I love. I have family across the globe. I don't want to see anybody hurt with this. I definitely don't want to see us going into World War III. So the Vatican moved to defend, they say this comes as the Vatican moved to defend Pope Francis from allegations that he has not come down hard on Russia for his invasion of Ukraine. The church said that he views the war launched by Moscow as senseless, repugnant, and sacrilegious. Last week, Ukraine summoned the top papal diplomat to complain about recent comments by the Pope. At an audience a day earlier at the Vatican, Francis had referred to a national Russian TV commentator who was killed by a car bomb in Moscow as a poor girl. And I'm not here to defend the Pope, but anybody dying within war, the daughter of the Russian oligarch that was killed. We don't want to see anybody die. I want to see Hitler die. That was hands down. But when it comes to this, a pope will be, you know, forgiving. That's what our religions teach you, that, you know, we forgive those, and, you know, as well as all the other things that our religions have taught us in terms of what our death means and you know, what surrounds that. But, and I'm not going to go into how Judaism looks at things and Christianity and Catholicism. So I'm not surprised that he made that comment. But, and it could just be he made these comments not to agree with Dr. Dahlia, which I don't even think he knows I exist, but to say, look, I do think it's horrible. I do think we're going into World War III. So this could be a PR issue. But I'm here to tell you guys, please don't be complacent. Look at what happened with Mississippi and the water. And I'm being told that there's other areas that where local residents are like, you know, you might want to be careful of the water. You might not want to drink the water. I've kind of learned early on to try to avoid faucets. I can't always afford bottled water. At the airport, this bottled water costs, what, $4-$5 a bottle? But if there are things you could do and there are plans in place, I think we are going to be better prepared when the poop hits the wall. So, for example, we're being told that a couple hurricanes are coming our way. It's going to be coming our way, maybe hitting the Gulf Coast, maybe hitting Florida over the next coming weeks. This is the time to prepare. Buy bottled water if you can. Food, canned foods. If you have a generator, that's fantastic. If you have extra car, be able to charge your phone in your car in case you lose power. You know, this is the time to prepare. With Zaporizhia and what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and Russia having control of nuclear power plants, which I think is a cluster and a half, we do have to be prepared that there could be nuclear fallout. We talk about potassium iodide tablets. Potassium iodide tablets, they don't necessarily prevent you from radiation sickness. But what they do is they do protect your thyroid. So I wrote an article on this and I could repost it talking about how to take the dosing to prevent thyroid cancer because your thyroid could pick up the radioactive material. But, you know, if we do believe that we might be looking at nuclear threats, we want to look at what's going to happen to our food, you know, what's going to happen to our air, what's going to happen to the surrounding dust. With the Chernobyl incident, we were told that the cesium and a lot of the nuclear fallout got so far as to getting into the animals and then the animals' milk as far as Europe. So these are things to think about. You know, do we have processes to glean, to detect, to screen for radioactive material in our food? Look at what happened with Fukushima. We had fish that were carrying these radioactive components. I told you guys my uncle was 13 years old when he died in 1955 of leukemia. And they believe what happened was during some of the nuclear testing, some of the cows and the cattle and the dairy farms nearby might have picked up some contaminant, and that could have gotten from into his milk. We don't know. These were theories that were surrounding, you know, what happened back then. Why would a young boy get leukemia all of a sudden? But sadly, leukemia does happen. It affects thousands of kids each year. So I don't want to worry you guys. I want us to be happy. I mean, it is National Preparedness Month, so we are going to be talking about being prepared. But we get complacent. We get complacent when it comes to our health. We get complacent when it comes to our finances. You know, when I told you that there might be issues with us accessing our banks, if Russia hacked into our banks, do you have cash at the house? Do you have metals? Do you have that you can barter? Do you have gold, silver? I don't have gold or silver. It's too expensive. Do I have cash at the house? Not really. I don't have cash because when I was younger, we had a fire. So I have cash that could burn up. Not that we had a lot of cash at that time. And somebody could break in. So no, I'm not. I don't have cash at the house. Maybe I should think about that. Maybe a lot of us should. What if we can't access the bank? What if our credit cards don't work? I mean, you know, what if our pipes aren't working? There was a city, this was a couple years ago, where we don't know which foreign element, we thought it might have been Russia, but I don't think it was ever concluded, where somebody was able to hack into the water line and start messing with the salts. I think they were adding sodium bicarbonate in it, or they caused the flow to increase from what was supposed to be administered, and luckily somebody on shift found this and stopped it. But we're very vulnerable from our infrastructure, from our electricity, from our food, from our medications. So many of our medications come from China, and we are on the verge of war with China, depending on what happens with them in Taiwan. Are we prepared for that? Probably not. So, you know, whether this had to come from the Pope, whether it had to come from Biden or Trump or me or any other, you know, radio host, it's not that we want people scared and we want people panicking, but just be prepared. If you don't have canned foods and a can opener, get that. If you don't have water at the house, get it. If you don't have a generator or battery-operated things like flashlights and radios, get that. If you don't have an extra supply of medication in case you do have to evacuate because of wildfires or because of bad water or because of hurricanes, make sure you do. Just be prepared. And we all think, oh yeah, I'm prepared, I'm good, because, you know, I bought an extra case of water. There were two for $7, so I bought the extra case. That extra case won't last you a day. You know, really prepare. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Danielle is expected to meander during the next few days. So says the National Hurricane Center after the storm system formed in the Atlantic. Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in the hopes of advancing contract negotiations. One airport where pilots are picketing is Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International says negotiations have been slow on a number of issues.
Until we have a new contract, we'll keep the foot on the gas and send the message to the Delta that the pilots are unified and they're in their resolve to get a contract.
This comes as many Americans prepare to travel over the Labor Day weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys have looked in the mirror and said, oh my God, I'm getting older? I have. I found a gray eyebrow. Well, actually, I found a gray eyebrow. One eyebrow came out that was gray, and I was like, what the hell is that? So I plucked it, and then another one came out. And I was like, wait a second, I got two gray eyebrows? That's not happening. And I'm noticing I'm getting some more wrinkles. I have the marionette lines, you know, like Bruce Willis does, where he kind of has the, they're called marionette lines, going from the nose to the mouth. And, you know, my freckles aren't all faded, but they're kind of fading. My teeth are changing. My gums are thinning. The boobs are drooping. I'm getting older. Well, if you want to slow down aging, maybe stay off your cell phone. Study has found that our cell phones might be not only giving us wrinkles, but just causing us to age in general. So this was fascinating. And I think we spoke about this. I think our cell phones are already aging us, just from a memory standpoint. But let me just quickly talk about the study here. Dermatologists feel that there are harmful effects from the blue light emitted by LED screens, like on smartphones, televisions, computers, other gadgets. There's a study that found that a sunny day is less harmful to our skin than being in front of our phones. According to Oregon State University scientist Jadwiga Gibaltowicz, the excessive exposure to blue light from our phones may have detrimental effects on a wide range of our cells in our body, from skin to fat cells to sensory neurons. Okay, hold on. I know fat cells, I know. I will put my phone up to my butt and I'll see what happens. I might sit on my phone. We'll see what happens because it can destroy as many fat cells as it wants. I don't care about that. But I do care about my skin. They say our study suggests that avoidance of excessive blue light exposure may be a good anti-aging strategy. They said humans in advanced societies are exposed to blue light through LED lighting, computers, phones, TV, ambient lighting during most of their waking hours. So the aging process is new. This study is very, very fascinating because it's one of the first to show how metabolites that react and the signaling chemicals react or are altered by the blue light exposure. Specifically, they saw that levels of succinate or succinic acid, stop the giggling, in fruit flies increased under excessive blue light while glutamate decreased. I know, no, not the glutamate. So what does that mean? They say, according to New York Post, high levels of succinate after exposure to blue light can be compared to gas being in the pump, but not getting into the car. Another trouble, yeah, or being too high priced because of high gas prices. Another troubling discovery, they said, was that the molecules responsible for communicating between neurons and glutamate are at a lower level than blue light exposure. Now, Oregon State researchers demonstrated that stress protective genes spike in fruit flies when they're exposed to light, while those who remain in the darkness lived longer. Too much screen use, as we know, is linked to obesity, is linked to psychological problems, and I'm seeing huge memory loss. I mean, when I have to call one of my family members, I have no idea what their number is. I have to look it up. In fact, even my kids' numbers, they're in my phone. I don't know. I could not call my kid if I had to. I think I can. It just, my memory's not the way it used to be. I know my husband's number. I know my mom's. I know a couple of my best friends. That's about it. I don't even know my GCN network. If I need to call Daniel, I have no idea. And there's no phone books around. And I don't even know. Remember you used to call, was it 411? Or you call the operator and then they would get the number for you and it would be free and you're like, oh man, this is great. You could call anybody. I don't even know who I could do that. I don't even know if you could call an operator anymore to look up a number. So, you know, whether it's your wrinkling, whether it's your skin, whether it's your obesity or psychological stress, the memory alone is enough to make me think we are really aging when it comes to our phones. So September is National Preparedness Month. This week is National Blood Donation Week. We're going to be talking a lot about what we should be doing, what we're doing wrong, and what we're doing right. I think our enslavement to technology is probably one of the worst things for us evolutionary than we could have even fathomed we did to ourselves. Now, we think it's great. We're like, oh, well, I could call 911 on the phone. I could take a picture and, you know, we could show the police what's going on. And trust me, there's a lot of benefits to having phones. But from a humanistic, evolutionary standpoint, are they really messing with us? Are they hurting us? So I believe we should rethink things that we are doing obsessively. We're going to be talking about electric cars and battery cars and or fuel cars and hybrids in a little bit. And I keep saying this, I like moderation. Now, do we need to go all electric? Do we need to be all fuel? Maybe we need to kind of have a best of both worlds. Same thing with our phones. Do we need to be on our phone all the flipping time? Do we need to be playing our games, doing our homework, getting our news, listening to our radio, watching our entertainment, talking to our family members, taking pictures? Does everything have to be on our phone? When somebody loses their phone, they have almost psychological breakdowns because their whole life, everything is on that phone. How is that healthy? Maybe have a landline. We don't have a landline anymore because we're saving money. You know, that's just kind of what tech does. But maybe do that. Maybe have a landline, and when you do have to talk to somebody, I mean, you don't have to have the cord, you know, but it could be cordless. But, you know, maybe when you do talk to somebody, do it old school. If you do have to call somebody, don't just hit their button. Force the number. What is it? 5309-877-5309, whatever. You know, just and force yourself to remember. You got to work on your memory. Maybe quit staring at the phone. Why are you sitting at a computer? Stand up. Helps you poop. Every time I decide that I'm going to stay, because my stand-up desk, I can make the desk go up, so then I stand, and then I work, and all of a sudden I got to poop. It's great. Every time I'm like, God, I haven't pooped. Stand-up desk. So there's a lot of things we could do that will still include our tech, but we just change it up. When it does come to staring at a phone, is it the 20-20-20 rule, where every 20 seconds look away for something 20 feet or 20 feet away? I got to double-check that rule. Where you, if you are working long term, you want to look away. You want to focus on something at a distance. And you want to limit your exposure. So as far as I'm concerned, phones are a fantastic tech tool. But we're not using it as a tool. We're using it as a lifeline. Wrong. Stop it. It's aging us. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I believe that we are also moving towards a choices that are hurting us, such as our fake food. Now, we've talked about fake food, these ultra-processed foods. Well, time and time again, people say, well, if it's not real food, it's not healthy. And these ultra-processed foods could increase your risk of cancer, dementia. Well, we have another study that has been published in the British Medical Journal saying eating lots of ultra-processed foods can significantly increase risk of colorectal cancer, heart disease, and early death in both men and women. So these include our soups, our sauces, our frozen pizza, our ready-to-eat meals, our hot dogs, sausages, french fries, soda, cookies, cakes, candies, donuts, ice cream. Need to lay off. Eat more healthy. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as much as we want summer to be over, as we are in September and we're like, all right, let's start moving into the fall, getting ready for Halloween next month. And then this is my favorite time of year. I love starting to get ready for the holidays. And there's already Christmas trees being sold. People are already selling Christmas trees, which, by the way, Christmas trees, those prices are going to go up. I heard they're having issues with farms, the wildfires, the drought. So we'll probably be hearing a little bit more of that as we get closer. But we're still in summer. And a heat wave is gripping the West. Millions of us in the West Coast, especially California, are urged to set their thermostats to 78 degrees to conserve electricity today. And I know a lot of people, they have their house at 68. You could live fine at 78. You could even do okay at 80. It gets a little hot, but it's better than being outside in 110-degree heat. But we have an intense heat wave that is going to blanket much of the West. California Independent System Operator manages 80% of the state's grid. It has extended what is known as a flex alert, and it's urging residents to curtail electricity use, according to CNN, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., all the way through till next Thursday. The operator also suggested residents pre-cool their homes at 72 degrees Fahrenheit before 4 p.m., then immediately turn their thermostats to 78 degrees or higher during the conservation hours. Residents are also avoided to weigh, you know, heavily on the grid by charging their electric vehicles. That which is ironic, being that didn't they just approve a law to have all new cars by 2035 electric? Some of you are like, not a big deal, it's only 5 hours. I think it is a big deal, because what's 5 hours now could be longer later. They also are recommending that you don't use any large appliances. Well, your large appliances could be refrigerator, oven, washer, dryer. So 4 to 9 p.m. is dinner time, which means maybe pre-cook your food in your, maybe your slow cooker. I don't know. They say more flex alerts are likely to be issued through the holiday weekend as excessive heat is forecast to blanket most of California. That's according to a news release by the operator, the California Independent System Operator. They say the burden of the grid increases during late afternoon hours. They say as air conditioner use goes up, while the supply provided by solar energy declines. Well, also, people are back from work, and they charge their cars. That's when a lot of people charge their cars. It'll be very interesting to see if the 4 to 9, that 4 to 9 range causes people to, as soon as their alarm kicks off, saying, okay, 9 p.m., and then everybody rushes to try to charge their cars. California has, I think, some of the largest number of people with these electric cars. But, thankfully, most of us don't, so it hopefully won't weigh on the grid too much at 9 p.m. But trust me, if you live in California, they're going to eventually say you cannot, you know how you can't water your grass during certain times? Probably not going to be able to charge your car during certain times. To me, it's going to be pretty stressful. So the California's grid, they said, will be limited in its ability to import power because neighboring states are anticipating high temperatures. They say we're monitoring for any potential energy supply shortfalls and changes in conditions such as wildfires or generation or transmission outages. Governor Gavin Newsom has issued a state of emergency because of this. He said, we are anticipating this extreme heat to be a lengthened duration, the likes of which we haven't experienced in some time. So Labor Day is expected to be the hottest day during this heat wave, with temperatures soaring an additional 15 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. So Weather Prediction Center said widespread daily high temperature records are possible, with some locations possibly reaching monthly levels. Now, I as a physician, this is deadly. All right, I live in Nevada. I take care of people with heat illness in Arizona. I'm licensed in multiple states. And so Utah, Idaho, Oregon, Washington State, parts of Nevada that aren't used to the heat, excuse me, need to prepare. Temperatures could be as high as 116 degrees, 105 in some areas. Heat advisories are in place for Boise, Idaho, Reno, Nevada, and Seattle. Cities including L.A., San Diego, Palm Springs, Fresno, San Francisco, Sacramento, and Redding are under excessive heat warnings. Not all of them are going to see 116, but some of them will be higher than they usually have. And that's the other thing, too. When it comes to heat, it's not just the number of the heat. I mean, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. So for us, I remember temperatures going up to 120. That's not, to me, anything that was shocking. But what was concerning was when it was cool one day and then it spiked up. That's when that starts to... So the definition of an excessive heat warning is within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions where the heat index, air temperature, and humidity is going to be greater than 105 for more than 3 hours a day, at least 2 days in a row, and your nighttime temperatures will not drop below 75 degrees. Now, I live in temperatures like that all the time, but when you go from zero, you know, not zero to 90, but if you go from, you know, 96, 99 to 116, that's a lot than more people can take. And they're like, well, I'm good because I'm outside for only 5-10 minutes. I just have to walk to my car in the parking lot. I have to. It's different. And it is going to be different. So, I worry about people getting stuck in their car. I worry during snowstorms. What was it where people were stuck for almost 2 days on the highway in that snowstorm in Virginia? And that happened this last year. And I worry about getting stuck on the road in the heat. Now, when that happens, we have you turn on the car and use the air conditioning. But you could run out of fuel, but you could also run out of battery. And so if you are already on charging limits and you have a battery that might not be as reliable, this could be extremely dangerous. So state regulators are asking people to not charge their cars between 4 and 9 p.m. Now, if you guys can figure all that out, that's great. But the restriction is going to be from, I believe, August 31st to September 6th. There are voluntary calls right now through these flex alerts, but what's voluntary will become mandatory if they notice people aren't listening. And I know that happens. People are like, wait a second, came home from work, I got a busy weekend, I'm working all weekend, the rules don't apply to me. These other people are off, so the rules don't apply to me. And also keep in mind, the electricity is going to be in higher demand because people go to the coast. I'm not leaving town. I'm going to stay in Nevada, but everybody and their mother I know is heading to the beach this weekend. They're going away, and they're going to go to California. So the tourism also adds to the grid. So, you know, with the idea that we're going to all go electric eventually and we'll all be on electric cars, I really like the idea of everybody having, if they can. I mean, I grew up in a family where we had one car. Then my dad eventually got a work vehicle. He bought a vehicle for work, and then my mom could have a vehicle for us. But that was tough, finding a used car, something where we could have two cars so we weren't just reliant on my dad being able to make it home, because his van would break down all the time. But, you know, if we are going to be a two-car kind of American family, I'd say have one electric, one gas, or maybe at least them being hybrid. I just don't like the idea of us being so reliant and taxing a grid. And, you know, it's funny because they talk about global warming and they say it's getting hotter, it's getting hotter. And if the summers are getting hotter, then don't you think you want to be a little bit more cautious with what we're doing with our power grids? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.